Proclamation number 6934 of 3rd of October, 1957. The Battle of Lucifer against God. God's adversary has been fighting against God for an eternity. He has been trying for an eternity to seize supremacy because his fall has caused him to lose the realization that this is an impossible undertaking, and because he is completely blind and does not recognize himself and his essence or his creator, who, standing in supreme perfection, does not destroy him despite his adversary's activity, but constantly endeavors to lead his followers and finally also himself back to the light, that is, to realization. But this struggle, which has lasted for eternity, achieves something. Highly developed spiritual beings emerge from it, who, having once fallen away from God themselves, nevertheless return to God again, but now not only as creatures but as children of God, exhibiting a degree of bliss which they had not yet possessed before their apostasy. Because the perfection of a being created by God was not its own merit, but the present perfection was striven for in free will by the being which once fell. The fall of Lucifer, the first created being, was not willed by God but likewise a matter of free will of his. But on this fall God built his plan, which was to bring back to him right children. But God's adversary is unaware of this plan. He certainly knows that he has lost followers through Jesus' crucifixion and is still losing them, but in his blindness he does not recognize God's infinite love. Instead, for him he is only the counter-spirit whom he wants to dethrone in order to usurp supremacy over everything created. His delusion degenerates into abysmal hatred, which becomes stronger and stronger the more he sees his power dwindle. He is no longer able to recognize God's love, and even if he seems to display a certain shrewdness and cunning and intrigue, he is completely blinded. He is able to dominate everything created. He can no longer grasp any connections. He rages, as it were, blindly against everything that does not submit to his will. This is why he need not be feared by people who are already allowed to receive a small light, who trustingly devote themselves to God's love, who strive towards him and seriously strive for perfection. For these are already far above God's adversary in their knowledge, and they will always be able to see through his activity. But he does not give up the battle precisely because he does not recognize its hopelessness, and because he already sees victory in gaining time, in believing that he can prevent the return of his followers, which, however, is only postponed by his activity but will certainly happen one day. All beings fallen with him are without knowledge as a result of their fall. All walk along in darkness. And if a small light flashes in this darkness, then God's adversary sees this light as a danger to himself and seeks to extinguish it. But every person who seriously strives towards God also begins to shine. He is illuminated by God's love, and the light ignites in his heart. He slowly comes to recognize and now separates himself from the darkness, which triggers bright indignation in God's adversary and constant attempts by him to extinguish the light. But the light is stronger than the darkness. And that is what God's adversary does not want to grasp, otherwise his return would also be quicker. But the work of return is constantly continued by God, and his adversary even unintentionally offers him a hand by creating the resistance as God's antipole on which the fallen should test itself, which is drawn into the battle and even brings it to a decision itself. for the struggle is waged for that which has fallen, which, according to the adversary's deluded thinking, strengthens his power, but which, from God's point of view, is nevertheless free and should remain so, and, in its freedom, should travel the path to him in order to attain precisely that increased degree of maturity which ensures unlimited beatitude. Lucifer's battle against God has lasted for eternities, and it will still be waged for eternities, but it will nevertheless end victoriously one day when everything that has fallen has returned to God again. Amen.